The story is told about a young boy named Walter. Walter was a city boy, but his parents wanted to move to the country because they wanted to farm. Walter loved the country. He loved all the animals and everything that he experienced there, and particularly this barn owl. And he said, "Dad, what is it about owls that they seem to sleep all day?" And Walter's dad said, "Yeah, Walt, you're right, they do. But then they fly at night and they forage for various animals and other things to eat." Well, Walter was just so amazed looking at this owl. And one day he thought this owl would make a great pet. And so he quietly went into the barn. The owl didn't hear him. And then he thought, "Okay, I'll just grab the owl by its legs." And he did. And the owl came to life. And Walter was freaking out. And so he held on harder and harder and harder and harder to the point that he realized he actually brought the owl down to the ground. And he stepped on it and he killed it. He couldn't believe what he had done. But this little boy was so scared that he went and he got a shovel and he buried that owl so no one would see. Walter dreamed about that owl night after night. And as Walter got older, he just couldn't get the owl out of his mind and out of his heart. And as he became a man, he realized, "I am never going to kill anything ever again." And indeed, Walt Disney did just the opposite. He spent the rest of his life bringing animals to the big screen. The resurrection changes everything. But in order for there to be a resurrection, there has to be a death. And for Walt Disney, that death that he had brought about when he was a child so affected his life that as he got older and older, he could not get that death out of his mind. But then it led to a kind of conversion, a kind of resurrection, where although that owl could never be brought back from the dead, Walt Disney was able to bring to the screen story after story after story where animals were brought to life. The resurrection changes everything. It transforms us. It moves us from despair to new possibilities. It takes the blindness from our eyes so that we can see in a way that we could never see before. The resurrection takes ordinary bread and wine and transforms it into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. The resurrection takes a woman who's crying named Mary. She runs and she gets Peter and John and they go back to the tomb. And their world is never the same again. And then they see Jesus who says to them, "I am not dead, I am alive. Now, tell the world." The resurrection changes everything. St. Augustine, in a sermon on the cross, put it this way: Jesus performed the most wonderful exchange with us. Now catch this. Through us, he died. Through him, we live. Through us, he died, said Augustine. Through him, we live. Here is how the resurrection changes everything. Jesus Christ, by taking on our mortal flesh, enables us to share in his immortal life. When we truly come to realize what his death and resurrection mean for us, it changes the way we live. Because we are now participants in the Lord Jesus' immortal nature, what does that do for us in this life? If we know one day we are going to share fully in Jesus' immortality, in the present, it makes us moral people. We are mortal. We will one day die. And it struck me the other day, mortal, moral, There's only one letter difference between those two words. It's a T. Mortal has the T in it. You take the T out, and you're left with the word moral. A T. What does that remind you of? Well, it reminds me of the cross. And so when we see the cross, when we see the Son of God who took on our mortality so that we could then share in his immortality, we also discover this, that in this mortal life, as we focus on the cross, it makes us more and more into a people who are living moral lives. Walt Disney's encounter with the death he caused made him into a man who was changed for the better. How much more, when we encounter the one who took on our mortal nature so that we can share in his immortality. The resurrection of Jesus Christ changes everything, most especially how we view the letter T, and therefore how we view our mortality. Because death is not the end, we with Peter, John, and Mary can believe. We can say that Christ is risen. St. Paul, the apostle. It was the resurrection of Jesus Christ that changed everything for St. Paul. Everything was different because St. Paul understood and encountered the resurrected Christ. And in today's reading from Colossians, to live a moral life has two practical consequences. To live morally now, says St. Paul, we first of all have to understand the things that are above. That is, the things of God. Secondly, we need to, in this life, learn to live a way where we can go be passed by unnoticed. So, the first point, living a life that is above. This is how St. Paul puts it. Seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things that are above. At Vatican II, in the document called Gaudium et Spes, the church fathers quoted this passage from Colossians when they wrote, in their pilgrimage to the heavenly city, Christians are to seek and relish the things that are above. This involves not a lesser, but a greater commitment to working with all people to build a world that is more human. Isn't that beautiful? So when we seek the things that are above, we are going to be more engaged in this world. We are going to be the kind of people who take our family relationships, our social involvements, every aspect of human affairs, and we are going to approach them with a spirit of faith, with a spirit of commitment, with a true passion. A Christian always seeks to live out their faith in this world, but everything we do in this world has about it a supernatural outlook. Because we know that our lives are hidden with Christ in God. When we have our eyes fixed on heaven, the first practical consequence is we become more committed to how we live today. We become the most dependable, the most reliable, the most authentic, the most genuine kind of person. But then says St. Paul, with our eyes fixed on heaven, he then talks about where our minds should be fixed. Set your minds not on things of the earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with God in Christ. Every one of us here lives a very ordinary life. And this is actually a profound gift, that we are able to live our lives with a kind of simple anonymity. We are able to live hidden with Christ in God. I love the fact that for the first 30 years of Jesus' life, he lived it in complete anonymity. He was the son of a tradesman. He was a very ordinary person. And one of the problems in our day is we have this preoccupation with celebrity, with superstar, with recognition. It's everywhere in our society. And we can be drawn into that. No, says St. Paul, we are to learn to cultivate a hidden life. We are to meditate on the truth that as we understand the logic of God, we will discover that what God values the most is not a life that necessarily accomplishes great things. Rather, it's a life that faithfully accepts God's will. It looks for those opportunities daily to live generously, to live making sacrifices day by day. This means that as we seek holiness by imitating Jesus in his hidden life, we will become more and more a people filled with hope. We will have an optimistic and joy-filled countenance. And we will know that after we die, we are going to share in the glory of the Lord. We will hear Jesus say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. Come into the joy of your master, and I will make you faithful in much." Morality is not just about being good. It is not just about behavior. It is about transformation. It is about becoming Christ. And when we come to see how the resurrection changes everything, we will celebrate how the immortal nature that Jesus has imparted to us allows us to be raised with him now. And with that understanding, it will form a moral nature in us now as we live a life hidden with Christ in God. If the death of an owl made Walt Disney into a moral man, how much more when we celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, will we grow to be men, women, and young people who are truly moral? Remember what St. Augustine said? Jesus died through us so that we would live through him. You are destined for immortality. Therefore, live your mortal lives as moral people.